Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 11, and we are reading from text 14. Samprasanne Bhagavati to jivanir mukto Samprasanne Bhagavati Samprasanne Bhagavati Vimukto Jivanir Mukto Brahma Nirvanam Ricchati Brahma Nirvanam Ricchati Samprasanne Bhagavati Purusha Prakriter Gunaya Vimukto Jivanir Mukto Brahma Nirvanam Ricchati Gunai modes of nature Vimukta being liberated Jiva Mukta unlimited Nirvanam spiritual bliss Richati achieves. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thus being free from all material modes of nature, he achieves unlimited spiritual during one's lifetime, becomes liberated of nature. He achieves. In the previous verse, it has been explained that one should treat all living entities with tolerance, mercy, the Supreme Godhead, immediately becomes situated in the transcendental stage wherein he can enjoy unlimited spiritual bliss. Everyone in this material world do not believe in God. And certainly, they do not please him. Here is clearly said that upon pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one immediately attains to the spiritual platform, enjoys unlimited blissful life. To become free from material existence means to become free from the influence of material nature. The word samprasanne, which is used in this verse, means being satisfied. That he himself is to be satisfied, of course. When the Lord is satisfied, everyone is trying to satisfy himself. That's very clear. Firstly, try to satisfy their senses. But even those who are also doing speculation and thinking themselves to be God. Only devotees try to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai. So you are devoted, you are satisfying Krishna. It's confirmed here. The devotee's process of self-realization is completely different from the processes of karmis, jnanis. The devotional process is completely different from the others. By working to please the Lord, by engaging his senses in the Lord's loving service, the devotee is immediately situated on the transcendental platform and he enjoys unlimited blissful life. Jai. Srila Prabhupada is so clear about everything. Samsiddhi Haritosanam is explained in the Bhagavatam. Samsiddhi Haritosanam means the perfection of all the siddhi and the yoga processes. Haritosanam is to please Lord Hari. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is much more clearly is describing that all the living entities Krishna has created to serve him. Jivas, the living entities, Our purpose is to actually please Krishna. That's, we're created for that. No other thing. And in fact, in this material world, even we want to be happy in some ways, there's actually very limited satisfaction. Punascharvita charvananam. It's explained in the Bhagavatam. Like the sugarcane juice, they squeeze out the juice many, many times, unless there's not even a drop left, and then they chuck it on the ground. And then a cow comes by and try to get a little bit out of it, even if there's any left. Especially you go to India, you see, they do it by hand. I love sugarcane juice. And then they're squeezing every drop, because, you know, it's business. And then they throw it on the ground, and the cow will come by. There's nothing in it. That's us, the living entities. We try to squeeze pleasure out of this nothing. There's no pleasure in the material world. The pleasure, a material pleasure, is just like that, squeezing, trying to get a little bit out of it. Sense enjoyment in the material world is just like that. But it's mentioned here, samprasanna, blissful. Prasanna is also a Hindi word, right? It's a very blissful. Blissful life. Krishna consciousness is blissful life, full of joy, full of happiness. How much money I have, I'm happy. It doesn't depend on any material conditions. Happiness, spiritual happiness, is how well you chant your rounds, how well you do your sadhana, how well you chant Hare Krishna, how well you associate and chant the mantras nicely, and chant in front of Gaurinitai and Śrīla Prabhupāda. Krishna is watching, you know, in everyone's heart as the super soul. When you pray to Krishna, He is the super soul of all the living entities. He's sitting in our heart as the supreme Godhead, the source of all the enjoyer. He is the reservoir of all pleasure. I pray to Radharani. You have so much love for Krishna. Radharani never leave the sight of Krishna. In fact, we don't see any picture of Krishna here alone. Because that's Prabhupada, that's separating Radharani from Krishna. Because she's never separated from Krishna. So I pray to Radharani, please give me a drop of love you have for Krishna. It's just a drop. You have so much love for Krishna. Our love for Krishna is very limited. We love Krishna because we want something in return. Pure love for Krishna is nothing. You don't ask anything from Krishna. You simply want to love Krishna. That's the highest standard of Krishna consciousness. We say we love Krishna theoretically, but deep down in our heart, we have other motives. From samprasanna is to how we can develop. He's going to just chant, sleeping, nothing. Just one place chanting. And a big storm came, the roof flew off. And he was still chanting. He just took the umbrella, keep chanting. See, that's the determination. And I slept here today and I was thinking how to get up. So a whole night I was thinking I had to get up by 3:30. And so every half an hour, 1 hour, I check in. So I didn't, before it's 3:30. And then by the time it was, all night went by like this. And then finally it was 3:30. I woke up before 3:30. Because suddenly, in back of my mind, I'm thinking too much of getting up. I couldn't sleep. So, it's all in the mind. We're thinking, we want to be satisfied. I want to satisfy myself. You see, people drive this big fancy car, a motorbike perhaps, you know, Western car, Western everything. And then, so many people walking, and then you see in Melbourne, you're just in a Johnson Street, you don't need a car. You can get on the tram and get to the other side. Melbourne Uni, but they go in a car. It's very fancy, they just want to show off. So where is the pleasure? It's not, this pleasure is very limited. It's all in the mind. Ego pleasure. Yeah, everyone's looking, you know, I got this car, you know. That's all. This, so that when you want to satisfy yourself, you can only satisfy a little bit. But when you satisfy Krishna, it's so much more pleasure. Reservoir of all pleasure. You're swimming in the pleasure. Material pleasure, you're depending on something to satisfy you. And you get a little bit of it. But spiritual pleasure, you don't depend on it. You have it. You're sleeping on it. You're so satisfied. Srila Prabhupada, he woke up one day, middle of the night, and he went to the ashram. And he started kicking the devotees. Get up, Mangalarti, get up. Get up, go to the temple, chant Hare Krishna. And then everybody looked up. They looked at the watch. Srila Prabhupada, it's 1 o'clock in midnight. And they said, oh yeah, sorry, go back to sleep. Prabhupada is in the transcendental platform. And we are not. We need 6 hours of sleep. We need good prasadam. We're depending on material circumstances to keep ourselves going. Srila Prabhupada was not. He had a very little sleep. If you read Prabhupada's diary, he didn't sleep much. Up all night translating Bhagavatam. He was up before everybody and went on a morning walk. Prabhupada was already 70 years old. And the young guys, they couldn't keep up with him. They were all struggling. So Prabhupada was full of energy. Because he is pure devotee of Krishna. His energy is spiritual energy. We have to do exercise to keep our body healthy. Srila Prabhupada, depending on Krishna. So when we want to satisfy ourselves, then there is the blockage. We are creating a blockage. It's like, oh Krishna, I don't need you anymore. I can do it myself. That's a big problem. It's like your children, they leave you. They can do it themselves. Then they are in trouble. Because they don't have guardians anymore to take care of them. They can be in trouble anytime. So when you leave Krishna, you think you can do it on your own. You don't need Bhagavan. You don't need God. You can do it on your own. That's what we enjoy ourselves. Away from Krishna. We're envious of Krishna. Birth, death, old age, disease. Welcome to the material world. This is what we are. Squeezing the sugarcane juice. Trying to get every drop out of that. So, material, just to satisfy a little bit. So hard work. But in Krishna consciousness, everyone is a millionaire. Because you have Krishna, you have everything. You don't need anything. If you... All day, 64 rounds, you know how many? If you calculate, two hours is 16 rounds. Prabhupada wanted in the beginning, he wanted everyone to chant 64 rounds. That will take up a whole day. Maybe in the beginning days was good. At the time was okay because they didn't have much duty to do. So, if you don't chant 16 rounds in the temple or allocated time in the morning, you're going to find it very difficult to finish 16 rounds daytime. You're going to jibber-jabber and doing 16 rounds. That's not quality rounds. Hey, Hare well, Prabhu, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. How was the day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? Is Prashan ready, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna? Yeah. That's not chanting. Focus your mantra, your mind on Krishna. Imagine Krishna's there. Krishna's watching you. And Hare well, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah. Krishna, Kali Kale Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga, Krishna manifests himself in the holy name, in his name. Nija Sarva Sakti, you know, singing the eight prayers. Krishna has invested his energy in his name. So if you chant Hare Krishna with that affection, with love, I always talk about pure love for Krishna is is how you have that feeling in your heart. You can touch people. And when you go in the street chanting, we have to give up that, all our own satisfaction, try to satisfy ourselves. As soon as you give up that, you feel great. We hold on to so many desires in our heart, millions of desires. We hold, let it go, drop it. I tried to cross a river. In Australia, they have the Murray River. There's another one river here, the Yarra River, many rivers. So, if in India there's a river, we love to go swim. Here they don't allow you to swim, because the rivers are not clean. And they say Ganges is not clean. There's dead body flowing. These rivers are more dirty than Indian, the river. They're throwing chemical and all kinds of pipes from people's home, all run, flushed into the sea, into the river and the sea. I go to Ganges in India, so clean. In fact, in Mayapur, the devotees, they have a program. They will collect the water from the Ganges and deliver to Grihastha's house. That's the only water you can drink. Because you know that, right? In Mayapur, there's no other water. The hand pump water, you can say it's spiritual. Sometimes you eat the mud. Krishna ate mud in the story. Krishna ate mud in Vrindavan. That place, you go there, I went there, and I took some of the mud and I ate. It tastes nice. That whole area, the mud is like sandesh, like we eat the burfi. It's so tasty. I think I'm going to just eat mud today. And I had a big chunk of mud and I had it in my pocket. And I was hungry, I just had a little bit of it. A little bit of mud. It's very sticky. Sometimes the mud is like that. It depends what type of clay you take, they make brick out of it. So that mud you get in Jalangi in Mayapur, there's a river Jalangi, Sarasati. There's one in the Ganges. So that mud you take from the Jalangi, they reckon that mud can make the best brick. It can last for 1,000 years to make a house out of it. So that mud in that area where Krishna ate, it's pure and it's spiritual. What I was saying, I forget that point. The mud and the point I was making. Purity, yes, purity. So if we can attract Krishna through our purity, from our love, it requires a lot of endeavor. It requires surrender. Surrender means I'm to work hard on it. It's a lot of hard work. And everyone in this temple, Melbourne temple, it works very hard. You're all very surrendered. So you see, when you sit down, you can really relax. Because you work so hard, you can really appreciate that little bit of extra time you get. And when you go to sleep, you just deep sleep. When you have too much time, and you have so much time to just fiddle around and do this and that, you can't sleep at night. Because your mind is affected by so many things that you have extra time. So when you're so busy serving Krishna and doing different duties, when you go to sleep, you just you don't need sleeping pills. You sleep well. So Krishna consciousness is like that. Keep busy. Don't worry. I remember long ago in the 80s, we used to sell T-shirt. There was a famous person that wrote, "Don't worry, be happy." And then that song became so popular, so we printed it on a T-shirt. And we got door-to-door sales. I was selling 100 a day. Oh yeah, I want that. $25 for one T-shirt. A big, you don't know how much. I was bringing like $2,000 a week. That's why they like me here. I said, I want to go to India. I don't want this. Do this going around door to door. I'm here to do Harinam. And then they said, no, you can go to India and stay 6 months. Just come here 6 months. We'll pay your ticket and everything. I said, that sounds good. So as long as you come back and you go and sell t-shirts and do other things. But I was going to have a good time in Mayapur, stayed in Mayapur for 6 months, in Gurukul, chant every day, kirtan, and swim the Ganges. I come to Australia, work really hard, go door to door, sell, give money to temple. So they did like this. And after a while, then. So there is so much bliss. It's not like, don't worry, be happy. They just write on a t-shirt. But actually, the devotees are happy. It's really happy. They are really happy. It's not just you write on it. Just when you're happy, and then the weekend you're happy, during the week, you know. Every day you're happy. Every morning. Express your Krishna consciousness through your realization. It depends how we are approaching Krishna consciousness. It depends how we are practicing Krishna consciousness. Are we holding on to material desires? Oh, I want this, I want that. Our heart is, there's no Krishna in the heart. Even when you're chanting Hare Krishna, you just try to get the round down quickly. So you can go and do whatever you have to do. Your schedule. And then you can appreciate the name. You're just going up and down. Just getting your energy out. Chant with love. Chant with faith. This one round. One name of Krishna. I remember Bhujan Prabhupada was doing a workshop, a japa workshop. And he was impressed. The devotee is calling me. And we finished all our rounds. We didn't even realize we finished our rounds. Just like when you take prasadam, you really all... You relish it. That here, this Prabhupada is making every time. It's not. Or you go to get the cheesecakes. They have best cheesecake in the world in Jagannath Puri. Yeah, they call it Chanapura. It's not like actually cheesecake. It's kind of chewy, but it's so wonderful. I go there, or Jagannath Temple's over there, I go to the Chanapura first. That's tradition. There's a place in India, Kheer Chora Gopinath. There's a great devotee, he was coming in that town. What's his name? They offer the best kheer. Kheer's a little bit of that. I heard so much, it's such a famous kheer here. I just want to taste a little bit of that. It's just thinking in his mind. Then he thought, oh, this is not good to think like that. It's not offered to Krishna. So he left that place. He felt very guilty. He left that place and went to the market. Left completely. Lord Krishna, he knew that devotee wanted that kheer a little bit. And he kept one cup for him in the back behind his dhoti. You know, this, if you do deity worship, there's a lot of hiding places in the deity room. You have no idea. There's so many. Yeah, a lot of hiding place, right? The pujaris, they know where to keep everything. And Krishna even knows better, because he's living there. Because they put a lot of clothes on Krishna. And there's so many little areas you can put stuff that nobody would know. Even the pujaris wouldn't know. So Krishna kept one cup, one part of this kheer back of him. And the pujari had a dream that he kept his devotee name, Madhavendra Puri, is somewhere. Find him, and this kheer is for him. And how do you find this devotee? You know, in India there's millions of people everywhere, in bazaar. Anyone, Madhavendra Puri, anybody? And they found that kheer. So Krishna is always there, giving us what we need. But if we are not happy what Krishna gives, we want something separately, that's the problem. And then there's Bilva Mangal Thakur. There's a great devotee. He plucked his eyes, pulled him and pulled his clothes and stuff. He said, who is it? And he used to sing bhajan of Krishna. He couldn't see. So Krishna is always with devotees. Don't think that Krishna is not with us. Every time you chant Hare Krishna, even if you're not in the temple, you're with Krishna. Because Krishna is there in his name. Keep yourself always focused on the name of Krishna, in the mantra, in the thinking of Krishna. Krishna's devotee is always protected. But try to be selfless. Don't think of yourself so much. I am this, I am that. We are nothing. Srila Prabhupada, when he was in America, you know, he worked so hard. There was no temple. He was living under a tree. At somebody's house. He's mistreating Prabhupada. Can you imagine? And he built this ISKCON. It's because of his hard work. His every drop of his blood, we have this beautiful temple. Srila Prabhupada inaugurated this temple. We are sitting here giving big talk. Oh yeah, I am president, I am the, you know, I lead the kirtan, and you know, I am this and that. Everybody look at me. I am, me, mine. That's the ego, false ego. Ankara bimur atma, kartaham vitim annate. Krishna says, kartaham, I am the doer. It is out of ego we think this way. Krishna is the doer. If they, yeah, I work in there, I work so hard, and we are very Christian of my job. I am the Krishna is the enjoyer. We are not the enjoyer. We are only the servant. If the servant thinks I'm the master, that's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? No paycheck. Get the hell out. Go to your family. You know, they throw you out once you think you are what? You go to work, if you work for a karmi, they're very bossy. If you have to, yeah, yes sir, yeah. I remember I was working in Hong Kong, but that guy was a devotee, so they depend on the, you know, the money that he gives. You know, here, there's no one feels that way. It's nice also in his own way. But the thing, I want you to kick me, but nobody's kicking each other on a rock. But that's a blessing. Be nice to each other. And program nobody. I live in Clayton, somebody live here. Nobody's coming knock on your door. Prabhu, smuggle at the time. They're not sending you there. We don't have, you know, Philip, go over there. Can you bring the Bhakta Baba and bring everybody? 3:30 in the morning? They go, oh, gong, they're blowing outside your room. And they go into big gong. And there's nothing like play gong. They just take your blanket away. Yeah, and where's my blanket? They have the dim light, and they chant the mantra very softly, and you know, not that you must treat the devotees like you treat Bhagavan, because devotees are Krishna's devotees. You have to respect. So if I mistreat you, tell me, correct me, so I can be nice to you. I am not offended if you say you. I'm in the material world already. Krishna sent us in the material world because we wanted to be Krishna. Down and down and down in the material world. Birth, death, old age, disease. Welcome. Yeah, I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'm so and so. Well, it is the material world like anybody else. But you become important when you serve Krishna. Bhakta Mahavijananti, Krishna says, those who can serve me with devotion, and looks at you. That's the, his proper explains here. You have to act in such a way that you can attract Krishna. You know, this Damodar Puja we do in October, you know, Mother Yashoda is tying Krishna with a rope. Also to tie him, out of love. And she was coming with a stick. And Krishna is scared. How God can be afraid?
Tears.
Yeah, tears. Tears coming, just tears of love. So, of course, when Maharaji comes with stick, accept it as love. Why is not the kitchen clean? Yeah, do it. You know, that is me all the time. Except the last 15 years, no one told me what to do. And suddenly some Maharaji is going to be telling me what to do. I accept it. Because when you go back to Godhead in the spiritual world, you have to be perfect in every way. Krishna is God, and others are going to be telling you, you're not serving Krishna nicely. So we have to be good now, so we can be good in the spiritual world. We are already in the spiritual world. But this is the preliminary of Krishna consciousness. So when you are in a perfection of Krishna consciousness, perfect stage, we need to be perfect now. Before I was working for a Gujarati guy in Hong Kong, and I did yoga, I was working for a diamond company. So my job was to pick up the diamond. You have to be able to pick up the diamond. It's a technique. You don't use a hand, you use a tweezer. And it's very quick, you can pick it up if you know how to. Yeah, you know it, right? So you pick it up and you can turn it around and check it. It's still in between the tweezer. So when I first got in the company, my job is to how to pick it up all day. Get the hang of it and turn it around, pick it up and put it in between, check. I got really good at it. Like making a chapati. And let's pick it up and look through the loop, check the color. So you have to pick it up, each piece, they can be very small, put it exact size of the box. My job was to pick it up and plus them, check the weight, put them in the box, and then the size of that box, and different color, different things, the cuttings. So you have to be perfect at it. You have to be good at it. And they go to some place I don't know, that's going to be disaster. So if you want to be perfect in Krishna consciousness, just like that, you have to be perfect now. You want to give, Srila Prabhupada came to you and give him water. You know, nicely, whole and with respect. Then Prabhupada will be pleased. Prabhupada said, bring a glass of water, and you bring water, and he bring milk. He'll be more happy. Give him what he pleases him. So we have to know what pleases Guru. We have to understand the mind of the Guru. How to please Krishna. If we can please Guru, then we can please Krishna. That's the process. If we don't know how to serve our Guru, we didn't follow his instruction, how we can please Krishna? The whole process of Krishna consciousness is to how we can learn to become a better servant. Better servant means everything is so good, you're so satisfied with the servant. Krishna blesses you. Anyone, you serve me, I feel good. Oh, you've done so well, and I feel very happy with you. That pleases Krishna. Because the way to please Krishna is to please his devotees. That's the system. It's to how to please Guru, your Guru Maharaj. And I remember my job was to clean Srila Prabhupada's car in Mayapur. You know, it's not, nowadays you put your car through the car wash. You're sitting in it, everything does it. And it feels good, and everything, that all the machine cleans the car. But that's not devotional service. I wanted to not even wear a glove, just clean Prabhupada's car. You know, just clean nicely, bucket of soap, and just take, maybe take half an hour, I did 2 hours, just nicely. No vacuum, I just use it, you know, because there's so much, I just wanted to clean Prabhupada's car, his lotus feet touched the car, you know. They got a handle here on the side of the car, it says A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Clean that place so nicely. In India they have this thing called brasso. You know what that is? We use lemon and things, make it very shiny. And it's already shiny, right? Do it again more shiny. You can see your face through it. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, so Prabhupada. That the handle on the side. And in the front of the car is a silver tilak, metal, big one. Clean that really, really nicely, shining. You can see your face through. And when Prabhupada came and get in the car, he's like, wow, beautiful. And then I was scented with like sandalwood and stuff. And spray it. Prabhupada's car is more than a chariot. So you need to have that kind of mentality. It will please Guru. It will please the devotees. Everything we do, we have to come to this perfection. Yoga. Yoga means the perfection of all the yoga is bhakti yoga. They're stretching. I feel good. I remember we did. I was in the Philippines, and everyone, we had Bhagavatam class for a long time, maybe more than 1 hour, Giriraj Maharaj. So he said, anyone, we want to do a little bit of yoga to stretch, get up and stretch. Got everyone to stretch, get up on our toe, stretch. They all feel good. So how we can incorporate our yogic, our work, put Krishna in the center. Make it devotional service. Otherwise, it is just body consciousness, physical. Krishna consciousness means how we can attract Krishna by putting Krishna in the middle. Otherwise, it's just material. That's all. So everything we have to get, we have to see how we are pleasing Krishna, how we are pleasing Guru, not where the center. Isn't it? We think we are the center, that becomes the problem. Material world, everyone is thinking like that. But in spiritual world, we are trained to train ourselves in a way that we can please Krishna and Guru. That's the purpose of this verse. Satisfying Krishna, not satisfying. Atmendriya Pritibandhaka, there's that verse, is to not please ourselves or our mind, is to be able to please Krishna. When you please Krishna, everything is automatically satisfied. Just like Krishna explains, like a tree, you can water the whole tree, a root, the flower and the leaves and the branches and the fruit. That's not going to satisfy the tree. But if you want to nourish the tree, you put water, you pour water and its root. The whole tree is satisfied. So if you want to satisfy Krishna, then you or your friend, everybody will be automatically satisfied. No separate. Just like Indian, they are worshipping Ganesh, Durga, Kali, Murgam, Kartikeya in India, right? You go to Indian home, they're not devotees, everybody is there on the wall. You go on the altar, so many demigods. And maybe Krishna in the middle, or Ladu Gopal. Everybody, I'm making everyone happy, so I don't have to worry. If Krishna, he takes everything away, maybe the demigod will give. If he's not the other one, so he worship everybody. There's so many. But actually, Krishna says, he worship me, automatically everything is satisfied. Just like watering the root of a tree. Any questions? What happened to everybody today? Even to the people or friends? Can you say it again?
So, just ordinary people don't get the idea, understanding of why, what is spiritual pleasure. When you tell them, like having prasadam, they compare everything as good as, oh, I just go out in the restaurant and eat, it's the same stuff. So they don't understand what's spiritual and what's material. Probably their senses are not tuned to it or, you know, not been realized or understood. So how do you even...
That's the whole idea of having our place here, and you know, the whole process is to we implement Krishna consciousness to so that give people a chance to come forward here and experience this. So there's different ways. We have the process. We have the yoga, and then we have the, you know, the meditation class, and then we have, you know, the Saturday night kirtan. And if they're more serious, they can come here. So we're also working on it. But in different ways, the people, they don't want to also come here and experience this Krishna consciousness. Then maybe they're happy by taking prasadam. But the bliss of Krishna consciousness is there. Also, we also have to be expert at giving it and explaining it. It's not, we cannot blame on them all the time. We may be not expert at it. And maybe we are just satisfied with ourselves and we don't preach enough. So there's many ways. So once they see us, it's actually come from us. Just like Srila Prabhupada went to America. He is the one who make them Krishna conscious. He said, oh, you know, they're not getting it. They're not relish. No, he is the one who made, because he was the most Krishna conscious. They saw him so pure and so loving and relishing so much. They said there must be something in him. He is giving it. He has it. So they want to be around him. And when he says something, it's so powerful and so attractive. And they want to hear more. And then he can attract them. So we have to be like that. We have to be able to attract them. If we are not be able to attract them, we are not, we didn't have the Krishna consciousness ourselves. We're just brushing everything off. We're not relishing it ourselves. That's one way. Plus, there are people who want to come to Krishna consciousness. But we're not giving them expertly. We don't know how to. But we have everything. We have the temple. They will come. But we have to just keep going, doing it. Even if we are not relishing ourselves. Just like chanting Hare Krishna. Okay, I didn't feel like, but keep chanting. It will come. I keep preaching. Then one day will come, they will come. There's, we can't break our head. Oh, they're not joining Hare Krishna. What to do? Oh. Don't go crazy. It will happen. We just have to keep doing it. You know, there's nothing you can do if people don't join Hare Krishna. We can't force people. But if we keep doing it, and we keep ourselves become pure, they will come. Krishna says, He's sitting in their heart, and I guide them to the Guru and the Vaishnavas in the right place. So, everything is gradual. This is how I think. And Krishna consciousness is the highest thing. People can't get it immediately. They also need to have some piety. It's mentioned like that, some piety from before. Those people can join Prabhupada. They were already waiting for Prabhupada. They were not ordinary Americans and Westerners. They had some connection from before. As if they're waiting. When they saw Prabhupada, they give up everything and joined him, whatever they're doing before. Means they were already connected from before. Somebody explained to me this way. And then gradually expanded. But those first few people, they are very special. The pioneers. Right now it's up to us. We have everything. We can just sit back and, you know, and not preach. But it's never enough. The whole world become Krishna conscious. That's going to be the perfection. We have a few devotees.
About 50 or 60 and all. And we used to buy vegetables from the market for the kitchen. So what happened is that one day he went and saved some money, and from that money he bought some chocolates. You heard this story or not? Right. So when he brought the chocolates, he put give them in his bead bag.
Acha. Chocolate.
Yeah, bead bag. And when he came to Srila Prabhupada to pay obeisances, no chocolate fell out.
Prabhupada wanted to see.
So his theft was exposed. But Srila Prabhupada was not doing it at all. And then what he said, he said that God was not angry, so he gave one chocolate to Prabhupada.
Really?
But they said it also, because of the love. Mm. And then he threw it. He said nothing. Then he took him to his kitchen. And he said, he made some halwa. Semolina halwa. And then he asked him, what is better?
Really?
Halwa. Expert. Now they are going in Bombay, in Mumbai. His name is Haridas.
I know Haridas.
Yeah. Expert.
Yeah, his mother was Didi Ma, my mother's friend, my book.
Second point I want to tell you, as you said, that Mahaprabhu is saying the same thing. Naam Ruchi, taste for change, deep there, compassion for all living beings, and Vaishnava Seva.
Yes, mentioned here also in the purport, tolerance. Devotees have to be tolerant and be friendly. This is also we need to be. So we need to be tolerant. We can't expect immediately the result to come, and we have to be friendly to people. So it's not always we are friend ourselves. We are there to help others.
Merciful.
So it's these qualities doesn't come easy because we are karmis for so many years. And suddenly we are devotees, we are not merciful, we are not compassionate, we are not friendly. We are selfish. We have to be selfless. These are devotee qualities, devotional qualities. We have to be tolerant. Tolerant, I don't have the tolerance. I want everything quick. But we have to be tolerant. Very difficult. You're traveling, people don't join Hare Krishna. Sometimes you're living with devotees, they can give you such hard time. But we have to be tolerant. It's not easy. And we're living with people, you know, ashram and all the devotee community. Some maybe, I mean, you know, that's why we need my own place. But this is short term. When you're going to be in the spiritual world, you're with Krishna and all the coward boys, and they will be knocking you and stuff. So if we don't have tolerance now, we better get tolerance going on us and other qualities. You know, if you're tolerant and you're peaceful, no one can hurt you. And someone can be shouting at you, but he's just peaceful. They just kill themselves. You know, they can't hurt you. So the good qualities is the prime quality of God. This is why we don't have it. We want that because those qualities of Krishna, God. They want to be God. Imagine how Krishna feels. They are his sons. Krishna created them. They go away in the material world. How does Krishna feel? So he is very tolerant. And he comes so much here in this world to try to make us Krishna conscious by himself appearing here in different forms. And still we are rebellion. Show your universal form. How do you know you're God? That's what he did.
When you
were
here to lecture, Guruji told me on Saturday.
I was here.
He made one boy stand up and face this side, and then he turned back to the other side.
Uh-huh.
So he said, "That's what we're doing.
Ah, yeah.
We are showing death."
Yeah, exactly.
He is giving us everything,
yeah.
But we are showing death.
Yeah. We take everything from him, and then, then leave. It's just that's what people are doing. We take the sunlight, moonlight, vegetation, everything, and then they send us the gas bill and the water bill. It's all coming from nature.
Food, digestion,
yeah.
Health, strength, heartbeat.
The whole idea of Krishna consciousness is to be able to recognize who is the creator and worship him. Find the truth. That's the truth. The truth is to know who is the absolute truth. This is the whole process. We have to recognize and thank him. Not just thanking but serve him. The whole process of Krishna consciousness is to develop this through knowledge, through association, is to know who Bhagavan is, who is the creator. And this is why this process is there for develop that in various ways.